Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Be sure to purchase your tickets at upliftwomen2013.eventbe.com. That's event, B-E-E. com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with a young lady who's going to share with all the women in our listening audience her advice about how to be a powerful businesswoman and still keep your femininity. My guest today is a native of Trinidad and Tobago who migrated to the U.S. in 1996, who attended Kentucky College of Business. She is a woman of many talents and wears many hats as a certified cash flow consultant, a certified mortgage specialist, and a Sapphire executive in OrganoGold International. It is our great pleasure to have on the phone today a woman who loves being a woman and a business person too. Ms. Felicia Paul, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning to you, Spark Plug. Thank you so much for welcoming me onto your show today. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
All right, it's great to have you here. Are you ready to talk about being a powerful businesswoman and still keeping your femininity?
Absolutely. I'm fired up and ready to go.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay? Tell our listeners first and foremost, what is your definition of a powerful businesswoman?
Well, my definition of a powerful businesswoman is a woman that actually knows herself. She knows her goals. She's true to herself while she's on her mission moving forward on a daily basis, accomplishing these goals.
Beautiful. Well, does a powerful businesswoman have a certain look to her?
Yes, she does, and that look can be summed up in one word, herself. That question makes me think of Michelle Obama. Now, Michelle Obama is one of the most beautiful women that I have seen representing what a powerful businesswoman looks like. You can look beautiful, sexy, sharp, educated, and no nonsense, all within the boundaries of being tactful and tasteful. You know, of course, you want to take care of your personal appearance everywhere you go. Color is beautiful, Sparkler. Color is a very beautiful thing. Women look beautiful in color. Smiling is like a magnet. Taking care of your physical appearance says a lot about your discipline, and there's nothing wrong with being a beautiful woman while you're accomplishing your goals.
All right. How do you maintain the balance between being a mother at home and a powerful businesswoman?
Well, there is no such thing as balance when you're trying to balance motherhood. That's one thing I realized. If you're balanced, that means you're comfortable. If you're comfortable, you're not going to stretch yourself. In the industry, you know, I'm involved with, it allows me the ability to be fully involved in both. You know, success is a decision, and when I made that decision, I had to pay a price, and I knew that there were sacrifices that had to be made. So I schedule my business around my children and my family.
All right. Well, what would you say was the biggest lesson you had to learn as you progressed in the world of business?
Well, the biggest lesson that I had to learn was understanding the role that men played in a woman's life, in business, you know, edifying them when they do something positive. Remember, they are our fathers, our brothers, our husbands, our colleagues, and When we understand that they play a very important role, we don't have to become like them. We can look at their positive traits. One of the biggest things for me was understanding that I had to learn how to manage my emotions. It's one of the biggest reasons why in our industry, 75% of the industry of network marketing that I'm involved in is women. The top 1% is men, the income earners, and that's all because they learned how to manage their emotions efficiently and get the job done.
Okay. Well, how can a woman ensure that they continue to move towards their goals in business and still maintain their femininity?
Well, by personal development. When you know yourself, you can be who you are you can acquire the help of everyone around you. That's one of the biggest keys. That personal development growth that a lot of women have to go through. What is personal development? It's reading the right books. It's listening to the right audio. Reading up about other successful businesswomen, following what it is they're doing, because there's no need to reinvent the wheel. If you see another woman successful, that's because she's doing things in a certain way. That's why I always look to other businesswomen, top businesswomen, and the ones that I see, one of my greatest role models, Anna Wintour and Oprah Winfrey. They're at the top of their game, but they're both very feminine women, very powerful women. They know what they want, they go after it, and they're constantly in a frame of mind where they're learning from other women.
Well, who are some other women that really inspire you?
Well, Michelle Obama, Margaret Thatcher, actually, when I saw the movie, now, I've always, and they call her the Iron Lady, but behind closed doors, she was a very, very powerful woman. And a lot of women that we see in the public eye, we don't understand the pain that they go through when they're home. It's a very, very thin line, and a lot of women have a lot of sacrifices that they have to make. So a lot of the great leaders, Indira Gandhi, she was the first female prime minister of India. That's a lot. In my home country, Kamala Prasad Bisesa is the first time a woman has been elected to that office in my country. It's a great feat. She faced many, many challenges on her road, and she's still prime minister today, and she takes the blows, she takes it on the chin, but she never gives up. She just keeps moving forward towards her goal of uplifting the country. It's an amazing thing. It gives me chills when I think about all the great women that have come, you know, and even the women from our past. In the past days of slavery, there's a lot of amazing women that we can look to, Sparkplug, and just learning how to really dive into history and look for these women, we can learn a lot from them, because women, we are the wave of the future. We are the powerhouses that are coming up.
All right. Well, Felicia, how do you deal with working with men? With testosterone and egos flying around, sometimes out of control, do you ever find it necessary to do any ego stroking to get things done?
Absolutely not. I believe that my success in my business relationships with men comes from the fact that I'm confident in my ability. I'm always positive, always cheerful. I add value to the lives of everyone I do business with. I smile a lot because I'm always happy. And men tend to love to do business with happy people, with happy women. That's the thing. We don't have to submit ourselves to, you know, being less than who we are, to becoming the smiley girl, the one that's showing all her cleavage, the one that's wearing the short skirts. It's absolutely not necessary. We can move forward when we are confident in our abilities. If we are not confident in our abilities as women, that's when you finally do extra things. Confidence comes from educating yourself in the field that you're involved with and being strong. There's a way when you start off dealing with men, and in my, like I said, in my business, yes, I had to learn that there's a very thin line, because we have a lot of very, very beautiful women around the world. We are all beautiful. And when we approach a gentleman about business or anything, you have to set the ground from the beginning. The conversation needs to start off as business. If you find it swaying at all to the other side, you have to learn how to redirect that conversation. There is an art to doing that. A lot of women need to learn that there's an art to bringing the conversation back to business while maintaining your smile, maintaining your composure.
Okay. Well, what do you do to ensure you're always pushing yourself to achieve more but maintain your peace of mind at the same time?
Engaging in a disciplined physical and personal development exercise plan, Sparkplug. That's one of the biggest things that I had to realize. In order for me to be successful at always pushing myself to the next level, I had to learn that in order for me to lead anyone, I had to lead myself first. I can't tell anyone, I want you to do this, and I'm not doing it. I had to learn to lead by example. I'm also a very, you know, I'm a very avid reader. I love reading materials from dead people. Why? Well, if they have been long gone and their principles still hold true today, that means they have a philosophy that has been working for generations. There are such amazing authors out here. A book that I've been reading quite a lot lately is The Science of Getting Rich. It was written back in the 1900s by a gentleman called Wallace D. Wattles. And then The Power by Rhonda Byrne. These two books in conjunction have totally changed my mind frame about life, wealth, and that's all we need to constantly be pushing ourselves. Because remember, success is a moving target. When you reach one goal, you develop another goal, and you keep moving, always, always onward, pressing forward and upward.
All right. Well, let's back up a little bit. You said one thing that really helped you become a powerful woman was when you learned how to manage your emotions. Before we bring this interview to a close, tell us briefly, tell the ladies how they might be able to manage their emotions. What are two or three things that might be able to help them?
Understanding that when any negative situation arises, instead of reacting, which is what women do, learn how to respond. Learn how to not internalize these things. You receive the information, you analyze the information, and you come up with a solution. That is the biggest way how to manage your emotions. You don't suck your emotions and your feelings into every situation. That is the biggest key, spark plug. That right there, if women understand that everything that happens in life is how you respond to it, not reacting all the time. We are so driven by our emotions. It is the biggest key. That is the key to success for all women.
Mm.
Because men look at us in the boardroom, and they will, of course, we are tested. We are tested, and we are tried over and over. Yes, we know we have to perform at 120% in comparison to a man who is performing at 65%. We have to be double that. That's why if you know you are a confident woman and you are performing, you're outperforming all the men that you work with, you definitely, definitely have to walk into a room with posture. You don't have to feed anybody's ego. You're going to move. It may take a little bit more time, but be patient. And be patient and know that your abilities are going to get you to where you want to go. Set your goals. Learn how to filter information without reacting. And have the confidence in yourself and believe that you are a powerful businesswoman and you can smile all your way to the top.
All right. Well, Felicia, we only have a few minutes left. Let our listeners know how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. I can be reached. My phone number is 404-734-2627. My website is www.hotjava.com. My email is hotjava@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Miss Felicia Paul, a Sapphire executive in Organo Gold, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure. It is a gift from God to know you. I'm so amazed that we met, and I look forward to us having an absolutely wonderful friendship.
Well, same here. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.